Yeah, good morning and welcome to a Red River Radio Spotlight. I'm Bill Beckett, the program director for Red River Radio, and with me this morning is Chris Allen in our Knoll Foundation studios. Chris is a double bass artist with the Shreveport Summer Music Festival, and they're holding their fifth annual Louisiana Jazz Camp this June. And the early bird registration is going on right now. And Chris, thank you so much for joining me.
Oh, you're very welcome, Bill.
So let's fill in, first of all, the highlights of what this year's Jazz Camp is going to entail.
We have a one-week-long camp. It's going to be Monday through Friday, 9 o'clock in the morning till 4:30 each day, except for Friday is going to be the student concert, which is the result of all those 5 days. And we just really hope to nourish our area with some good jazz and teach improvisation and really keep it going because it's part of our Louisiana heritage.
And who is eligible for this camp?
Anybody who's middle school, high school level, or even college age level. Last year we had several college level players, good jazz players that were playing, and we have different levels of groups that you will be in, so you won't be mingling with some that are not quite at your level if you're advanced, you know.
And for those who remember, Nick Palmer was here last year, I know, and
right.
A wonderful guitarist working out of Nashville now. He's going to be part of your faculty, is he not?
That's right, Nicholas Palmer. He graduated Magnet High School, I believe, and his family's all here, but he went off and studied at Belmont University in Nashville, and now he's adjunct teacher there, teaching commercial and jazz guitar over there.
And he is a wonderful jazz guitarist. We've had the privilege of having him in our studio along with you and Winston Hall on a number of occasions.
That's right.
And I hope to have him back soon sometime, too.
Well, so, me too. Anytime he comes back, I try to play with
him. There you go. So now, this camp has a mission, and I'd like you to just go ahead and speak to what that mission is. What is this all about?
Well, we're in our fifth year this year, and it's a collaboration with the Shreveport Summer Music Festival and Louisiana State University in Shreveport. We are committed to supporting the next generation of jazz lovers and enthusiasts, and into fostering and preserving Louisiana's musical cultural heritage. It is envisioned that the camp will serve as a vehicle of enhancing areas of musical programs through strengthening and augmenting the overall music curriculum of our area. It seeks to enrich the musical life of the Arklatecs, and all jazz campers will participate in Louisiana Jazz Camp's concert, a student concert Friday at 7 p.m., and then we hope that they all come to the Saturday concert, which is the faculty concert, which is going to be on June 24th this year.
And, of course, improvisation, that is the core and the key to jazz. It's about thinking on your feet and about being creative and artistic on your feet, about literally making spontaneous artistic choices and understanding where the direction of the piece is going to go from those artistic choices.
That's right. That's right.
It's one thing to look at music and play it verbatim. It's another thing to spontaneously create simply out of your own soul.
You're making it out of your head just as you go, and you got to have kind of a very fluent, like speaking a language, you have to be very fluent about
it. Yeah, it's like extemporaneous speaking. A lot of people can read a speech, but they can't talk off the cuff.
That's right.
Jazz is literally speaking musically off the cuff and having a conversation with the other musicians on stage with yourself. So that's a big part of it, is that inter-dialogue that's going on with jazz.
And you'll never hear it that same way again.
Exactly. Yeah, and you'll never play it that same way again either. So, well, at the end of this week, of course, you have the Jazz Cats concert. So that is a chance for these students to literally get up and show off their stuff. And so it's a real opportunity for them to get up on stage and to be creative artists on the spot.
Yeah, it's amazing what these concerts produce sometimes, some pretty incredible stuff. Sometimes it scares me of where I'm at with music. Some of these youngsters are really, really bright and quick to pick up on a lot of this stuff. Yeah, the Jazz Camp concert on June 23rd, Friday night at 7 p.m. Please attend it if you're not even part of it, because these students really deserve a lot of encouragement from that.
And then, of course, you're going to have your faculty concert the next night.
Right, Saturday the 24th.
And we're working on maybe getting some special juice for that concert as well as the faculty. So, but more will be revealed on that. Now, the big thing right now we're talking about is early registration is going on. And so folks can get in on this. Could you tell them a little bit about early registration?
It's a $10 discount. From our regular $160 fee to be part of the camp. And the early bird special is $150 instead of $160, and the deadline is May 10th.
So that's just coming up right around the corner. Yeah. And for those who may not be able to be involved this year but would like to maybe look down the road and get involved, what do they do? Or if maybe they want to help out as just a volunteer to help this out.
Yeah, we always can use some volunteers, or if you just want to come and listen and see what's going on, you know, you can soak it up that way. I don't have a fee for people that come in and listen, but I may encourage that in the future, because we always are trying to keep this thing going. We're struggling financially all the time.
And it's, you know, it's like any artistic endeavor. It's always on the fringe of starvation and brilliance both come together, it seems like,
that's
at
right.
the same time. So,
yeah, that's right.
Well, any final thoughts that you'd like to share with the folks?
I just like to encourage anybody who's been playing an instrument of any kind, or a vocalist. It's open to string players as well. Anybody who wants to take some chances at improvisation and learn some things and learn chords, learn how to read a fake chart, is pretty much what we're going to be doing. And working, some of it is ensemble playing, but this is your chance to really take advantage of some stuff in the summer and not be bored.
And also, if you're a classical artist out there, especially if you're, you know, aspiring to be a soloist,
right.
There is a lot of room, you know, especially like in concertos for, you know, what they call cadenzas, you know, which is,
right.
is essentially your own invention for that piece as sort of the capstone of the piece.
That's right.
And this is where really, you know, you learn how to think on your feet from yeah. musically.
That's right.
Chris, I want to thank you for coming in today.
Well, thank you so much.
You bet. That was Chris Allen. He's a double bass artist with the Shreveport Summer Music Festival, and they're holding their 5th annual Louisiana Jazz Camp from June 19th through June 24th. Early registration ends on Wednesday, May 10th, and you can learn more by going to ShreveportSummerMusicFestival.com, or you can call 318-626-7996. That's 318-626-7996. This has been a Red River Radio Spotlight, and for Red River Radio, I'm Bill Beckett.